Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you just heard Major General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, the guy who ran the Taliban with the U.S. government in the 1980s, telling you he believes it's staged and the evidence pointing that direction. No kidding. We had it from three White House sources, one public, two secret, and then Madeleine Albright coming out a year later confirming everything I said about it being frozen to be rolled out on Fox News. We've broken all of that down. I mean, what more do people even need or want? Then they have the fake photo they put out of him dead, which they knew was fake and had already been put out years ago as fake. Media ran with that saying it was real. It is absolutely head spinning. Head spinning. The government was in free fall. The public wasn't buying anything that they were saying or doing. The wars, a decade later, just like endless war. Where's the victories? And now you hear the sweet, well-meaning good old boys all over talk radio. It is as if they have entered Valhalla itself. They are so beside themselves with joy right now. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to open the phones up for military people. I'm going to open the phones up for former intelligence, police, media. People, I mean, that's a wide spectrum, but I want to hear specifically from military folks. I mean, I all the talk stations were, we only want to hear from military bases. So the local Austin stations were getting the Fort Hood calls, and they were just like, we got drunker than we've ever gone. Oh my gosh, America's back. We killed him. America's back? The dollar's dying right now. The Chinese are dumping it. Gas is $4.20-something. They say it's going to be $7 by next year. It's all over for the Republic. It's the foreign banksters that are the enemy. They're the ones that finance the terrorists. They're the ones, okay? I know it's fun to get scared of guys with ugly beards and turbans on their heads. I don't like the Grizzly Adams look. Even though it's been in style here in the U.S., almost every man I know now has beards. But the point is, including my dad, I want him to shave the thing off. I'm not bashing folks that have beards, just that my dad looked like this my whole life, and then now he's got a beard last year, and I'm just like, can I see? Side issue. The point is, I know it's fun to get scared of people. I know it's fun to be tribal and call in and go, good job, Bubba, saying, glass parking lot, kill all the Arabs. Kill them Arabs in Pakistan. They're Asians, folks. They're not Arabs. Sorry to give you that little newsflash. It's another part of the world. The government lies incessantly, and this whole thing is a giant lie. We knew it was coming. I want to hear from you. And you know what? If you think I'm wrong, you want to call them and say, listen here, buddy boy. You may not realize our troops did a super good job. Folks, I was told by not one, not two, but three White House sources, and then Madeleine Albright came out and said the same thing. And then what Bob Baer, the former big CIA guy, came out and said it. Okay, it's staged. It's staged. It's staged. They put out fake photos. It's staged. But the issue is that what are these wars about? Because now they're telling us in Libya that Al-Qaeda's good fighting Gaddafi. And we got our Bilderberg source, Jim Tucker, saying at the Trilateral Commission meeting where the Bilderbergs were meeting a few weeks ago, they were hopping mad that the public knew that Al-Qaeda was Western-run and Western-funded. They are hopping mad about that Al-Qaeda myth falling through and now being a big item in talk radio, big item in the news. So don't worry. Oh, here's Bin Laden. Plus, it's an added boost for Obama, and they already had a scripted Congressional Medal of Honor thing set up weeks ago for this morning, and now it's on every channel. And they're mixing it into Bin Laden. Oh, look, this guy in Korea, this guy in Vietnam died when he jumped on a hand grenade or he rushed a machine gun nest. And there's Obama, no longer, you know, the evil globalist. No, he's there with the Congressional Medal pinning it on him. And I hear good old boys calling talk radio going, I love Barry Sotero. I thought he was bad, but he killed Bin Laden. America's back. We don't have to get rid of the Federal Reserve or nothing. We killed Bin Laden. We killed him.
We killed him. We did it. Walking tall right now.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today, and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
This is what they're playing. They played this right after 9/11.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my.
If I had to pay everything to the offshore bankers,
thank my lucky stars
that they bring in the illegal aliens today, and the president's a globalist.
And they can't take that away.
No, they can't. Because we wrap tyranny in the flag.
I'm proud to be an American.
Where the TSA sticks their hands down my pants.
And I won't forget the men who died. Who
so the bankers could steal their pension funds. Next to you and destroy the Bill of Rights today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love the Bilderberg Group. God bless the tyranny of the Federal Reserve. Across the whole country, we got 10 FEMA governors.
From the lakes of Minnesota,
we put fluoride in your water.
The hills of Tennessee,
we're coming after your guns.
Across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A.
America's getting turned into a third world country by design, yeah. and it's fun because we killed Bin Laden, so everything's okay. Oh, they just showed the Boy Scouts now trying to take on, quote, disgruntled vets. Who gave that right to me? Oh, really? I have the MIAC Homeland Security reports where they demonize the founding fathers and the veterans. Oh, and there's the firefighters on the pile, told not to wear their masks if there was everything was safe. Turned out the government knew and lied because they hate them. And now the firefighters and police and others have to go through a terror database just to get their health care that we fought for 9 years. We are changing others, and I've had the fundraisers, the events to get them the funding. But see, that's unpatriotic. Real patriotism is just playing a song and getting down on your knees and letting what the country stands for actually be butchered and now supporting a big murderous empire. That's supposed patriotism. I love this land. God bless the North American Union. But I'm not supposed to admit that. I'm supposed to wrap up the flag and then worship tyranny. Oh, American Eagle. I mean, I'm sorry. Can we play a clean version of America? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man, I can't handle it anymore. See, here's the deal. They know that this patriotism stuff, if it's only skin deep and if you don't have any info, is a very useful weapon. The entire economy is being imploded by design right now. Obama's approval rating is dropping like a shooting star to record levels. Record. Congress is dropping 9% approval rating. All over talk radio, I hear the conservatives going, wait a minute, mega banks don't pay taxes. They get all the corporate welfare. Oh, we shouldn't just go after the unions or the other groups with all their entitlements and teaming up with government to hold people hostage and the welfare moms. That's a side issue compared to the big mega banks, oh, that are using their regulators to shut down their competition. The system cannot have this. And all over the news, what, Al-Qaeda's good? There's Al-Qaeda in Libya? That stuff's true? Our government's funding them? Remember the CFR? Trilateral Commission meeting they had with the Bilderberg Group steering group that Tucker reported on. They are hopping mad that people now know about Anwar al-Awlaki. Now, I guess, number one in al-Qaeda since Bin Laden officially is dead. Next, they'll tell me that Tyrannosaurus Rex is officially extinct. All of that is going on. And remember, last night they put out the fake Bin Laden photo. Here he is dead. And I tuned to talk radio. People were just like, even at midnight, America, look at that dead creature. I'm feeling good right now. And those are good, well-meaning people. They think this guy did the attack. He's now dead. They don't know he's a CIA asset front man with the Saudis. They're feeling good. I don't blame them. But it's all a lie. Then this morning, oh, that was actually an artist's rendering that was put out 3 years ago. We knew it was fake, but we wanted you to feel good and boost your morale. You won't have any pension funds or any future, and they'll butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution and get rid of everything that flag symbolizes, but that's okay because on every channel, I could flip to the dial, and I was on Eric Mueller's big syndicated show. And it was just, he was playing that under me while I was saying it was an inside job and staged. And then when I got off, I went online and listened, and it was just, well, I know he is CIA, and they admit al-Qaeda is over in Libya. I know he's telling the truth about al-Awlaki. I did look that up, being at the Pentagon, but still, I can't believe our government's involved. I can't believe. Do you remember Bloomberg last year with the headline, secret deal signed with Veterans Affairs to take all death benefits of World War II troops up to current serving? Because, you know, they give you a form saying, would you like a part of your check to be taken out that the government will match in some cases to have an insurance policy for death benefits if you die, a little supplement to the regular Pentagon death benefits? And you say, sure. And then when it comes time you die of a heart attack, cancer, or when you're an old man or in the field of battle, your widow or widower is sent a form saying, just sign this and you'll get your lump sum cash payment of $500, $600 million in some cases. And the little widow who needs that money, boy, her husband's dead. She fills out that form and mails it in, and she never gets it. They were, by a secret agreement, allowed to cheat them as long as they could trick them to sign it. Oh, I'm supposed to tell the troops if I see one, run up and, oh, thank you for your service. Thank you. Now, take all the vaccines they want to give you and let them spray nerve gas on you like Project Shed, or have you blow up nerve gas bases and then not wear gear, or use DU and die. Because when I support you, I just write you off and don't care about you. It's nothing but propaganda. The globalists hate our troops. You get the internal government documents that we published, that the government confirmed are real. The number one threat is U.S. veterans, returning military. They hate you. That's why they tell you how much they love you all day and wrap it in sicky sweet American flags made in China. Hundreds of thousands of vets a year. They just give them a post-traumatic stress disorder designation. They try to go buy a gun and can't get one. All right, I'm going to your calls. Andrew, military. Chris, California military. Robert and Georgia military, and others. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear what you have to say throughout this hour. Madsen, Wayne Madsen, just popping in for about 10 minutes later, because he's a great expert on things. But just quite frankly, from our years of research, there's nobody been more on top of this than us. And I need to go through all our research and the eyewitnesses and all the White House people we had on record that this was an inside job. That he was already dead, that this was going to happen and be rolled out just like it has been. But Madsen's popping in with his take. Then Watson, who's really been on top of this, Paul Watson, popping in next hour. But I want to go to your phone calls. But remember, they give you fake photos and try to sell it to you till other media found it and said, this was out 3 years ago. It's fake. And they went, sorry. And they've got him up there with the vets to make himself look good, standing next to the wives of guys that died decades ago in wars. And he's up there putting Congressional Medal of Honor, giving it to the widows to make him look good. It's all a grandstanding PR event. And the former head of the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, when they were, quote, good, our media said, Hamid Ghul was just on and agreed with me, General Ghul. Okay? All right, let's go to your phone calls. Andrew in Mississippi, you're on the air. And I'm not going to say I appreciate your service. I appreciate you joining the military to defend America, and I do appreciate your service, but not in the fake way they say it. I don't want you to be shot up with shots and nerve gassed and having your insurance you paid for taken. It's not an entitlement. They're now saying pensions are entitlements. No, they're not. In the way they say, you are entitled. But I'm sorry. What's your take on this, Andrew?
Alex, thank you. I just want to go ahead and say that I second everything you say. And, I just want to stay in the military because I don't want the military to be completely comprised of, individuals that are complete yes men and won't stand up for the Constitution. So with that being said, I just wanted to kind of give you, my viewpoint on, when I came into base today and, everybody's smiling ear to ear. All they can talk about is the draft and which team had the best draft. And they're sitting there, 10 years, we finally got him. I'm like, he has been around a lot longer than 10 years, we were funding his attacks against Russia, back when they were the freedom fighters in the 80s. And, you give him the stop and you say, I want him to be gone too, but I'm not going to parade and celebrate his death. But, how do we know that this is even authentic? And then they're like, well, the president wouldn't have, broke onto national television and, if it wasn't for sure. So they just take everything hook, line, and sinker.
Obama was desperate, sinking into quicksand, totally imploding, gas prices going up. This will be a nice diversion for him. But what about the terror hype? Al-Qaeda's going to hit us now, Andrew. We better give all our rights up now. See, now the police state's good because of the Al-Qaeda reprisals.
And, it's like everybody's, no one pays attention to anything. All they care about is, the drafts. And as soon as Osama bin Laden's dead, you got Facebook statuses going off. You got mass text message. Everyone all of a sudden is just, everything's hunky-dory now. It's not like the wars are over. What does this really change?
Well, I don't know how long you've been listening, but you can go in and find the transcripts, the articles. We're getting the MP3s. From 2002, the former number two at the State Department came on this show and said he's frozen. They're going to roll him out later. What do you think of that?
Well, I didn't hear that earlier, but I've read reports before, in the past about, he died in 2001, kidney failure, and I have seen those reports. So I'm kind of skeptical as it stands anyway.
Well, we've got those reports. CBS News, we, of course, reported it before that. It was in Le Figaro, the big French paper, and it's been confirmed. We'll be right back, sir. Thank you so much. Try to stay safe.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of a pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
How many times have the globalists been caught lying to us? They say they killed Bin Laden 9 separate times. We have that article up. They gave us fake photos of his dead body, and then later when they got caught, they had to admit it. Big article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now covering that. Infowars.com is back up. We're being hit by all-time record, not a million in a day, millions of people trying to hit it every few hours. Just complete meltdown here. We're trying to keep the servers up. We're trying to keep PrisonPlanet.tv up. I'm told it just plunged. It is just complete bedlam here. as we try to deal with this many people coming in to hear what we have to say. The Washington Post is calling. Oh, when I talked to the Washington Post today and they're giggling at me about saying that this is all staged, I'm going to read to them this Spy Talk article from 5/25/10. So that was a year ago now. Man, time really flies. Last May 25th, and buried the article. They're talking to former CIA section chiefs, unnamed, but it's Spy Talk with Jeff Stein, and they go on to say, former CIA officials admit to faking bin Laden video. Well, I don't need you to later admit you put out fake videos. They had university professors, experts in computer morphing, that looked at one and said it was a bad, it was the template they use in all these animated movies like Final Fantasy and Avatar. You see these video games where everybody looks the same? It was even the template. Remember the fat bin Laden? It was a video game template. They stuck a beard on. And the mouth was moving. I mean, it was like something my kids can make. Literally, I've got people in my office in hours could make something better. Now, granted, this was 6-7 year old, years ago, so it wasn't as good technology. But and then they had another one where it was him, but it was old videos from 99-2000 re-edited. They had to admit that later. Then they had another one where it was a darkened room with an actor. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. It's admitted. Oh, I just can't handle it anymore. I'm sorry. Chris, Robert, Rusty, we're going to all of you. Chris, California is military. Chris, what's your take on this?
I agree with you. I suspect anything that the government tells me. You take the how they say you have DNA samples, just like Pol Pot. What you can do, I could get DNA samples of you alive. Just go and draw blood from you, pluck a couple hairs, take a little tissue sample, and then they could confirm that it was me.
All you need is cigarette butts or a straw. See the biggest cells are in your mouth. And the mucosa cells slough off on a cigarette, on a spoon. That's how they get DNA in England at roadside checkpoints. They just stick a swab in your mouth. They get hundreds of them. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Where this took place, here it's in an area where all the generals live, all the higher-ups in Pakistan all live in that area. What I think is if even if they did get him, he probably died from his kidney failure, and then the Pakistanis said, okay, you come in and take his body, and then they flew in there, and then they just whacked the rest of the witnesses. I mean, if they're going to take out 3,000 people at the World Trade Centers, what's killing another three more innocent people?
Well, last year the Washington Post had the headline, drones now targeting no-name terrorists, and it said, if they have a gun, well, everybody, it's like Texas over there, they all got guns, we're going to kill them. And they've said 200-plus dead at a wedding is good collateral damage if they kill one, quote, Taliban al-Qaeda. It's just all staged. So, of course, exactly. That is exactly how the Russians have staged some of these events. They just whack everybody and then dress up dead bodies. That's what Hitler did at Gliwice to attack Poland. They attacked their own military base, dressed up concentration camp victims in German and Polish uniforms, and then put them on newsreels, the dead bodies. I've got the newsreels. They're public that they showed in Germany. And that's how he attacked Poland. So it's the oldest trick in the book. But listen, I had intel from Pachinik, the high-level State Department guy, then two White House sources, and then Albright came out on TV, and it was a big national story, and said they're going to stage this. But then the word was that scared Bush, so they didn't roll him out in 2004. What's your take on that?
Say again, what was the last comment made?
Well, my point is, sir, we're on record saying that exactly this would be done, and that he was on ice. From high-level sources, one of them named, one of them had the you-know-whats to come on air and say this first. Steve Pachinik.
They realized when they whacked Kennedy in broad daylight that they could get away with anything, and they've been doing it ever since. You know, what you're talking about with another purpose of this is to put in the mindset that we're going to face retaliation from this. Now, about a month ago, I heard on a little AP radio blurb on the little radio, and it was hardly, there's nothing to it. The way it was said, that the State Department and Department of Homeland Security says there's 100% probability that we're going to face a nuclear attack from terrorists, and it's imminent. And then last night on the Coast to Coast show, this guy Hagman said he read an article that he thought was peculiar. in the Press Telegraph from London that said basically the same thing, that if bin Laden...
Oh, stay there. Matt's is coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're re-pulling the headlines, but about a month ago, they came out in Chicago News, and it was in a few papers, and said, yes, 160 nukes are buried in America by al-Qaeda inside federal buildings. Now, if you believe that, it's like saying 160 Easter bunnies with leprechauns are buried in every federal building. Just totally ridiculous. And then I saw new reports out today that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, this is a guy who's been in custody now almost 9 years, He's confessed to everything. He's confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built or planning to bomb buildings that weren't built till after he was in custody. He might as well, again, confess to blowing up the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898. I mean, he might as well confess to, you know, making people fall from banana peels 10,000 years ago. I mean, it's just asinine. And he says there's nukes buried in Europe and the U.S., and they're going to be detonated now because bin Laden was killed. He said, if you kill bin Laden, nukes will detonate. And you've got the world crisis. You've got the global military being positioned in the Middle East. You've got the dollar plunging. You've got Obama plunging in his approval rating. And was this Obama's reelection campaign, you know, the $1 billion he needed, the support he needed to look like our hero, and then bin Laden comes to the rescue. The boogeyman comes to the rescue. Every time Bush would talk about the terror threat, but a new bin Laden tape would come out. And they'd have linguists listen to it and say, that's not even somebody from Saudi Arabia. That's not even, I mean, they can tell, like accents. See, a linguist knows what a voice sounds like from a certain region of China or from a certain region of Brazil, not just what a West Texas person sounds like. Everybody's a linguist. I mean, if you grew up in New York, you know what certain neighborhoods sound like. Or if you've lived in Texas your whole life, you know what a Dallas, Texas accent sounds like. Sounds like me. This is what a Dallas, old-style North Texas sounds like. I mean, I can tell. I can say you're from West Texas, aren't you? I know what a West Texas sounds like. Because I got family and friends in West Texas. I know what a super southern East Texas sounds like. Sounds like a French type accent. Well, they have linguists listen to it, and they go, this is not bin Laden, or this video's fake. And I just showed you the CIA in the Washington Post last May bragging and saying, yes, we made fake bin Laden videos. See, in case that news came out later and was confirmed, they said, oh, yeah, we did it. So they issued a fake photo yesterday. Now they admit it's fake. They got rid of the body. We've got all these White House sources saying he was on ICE 8-9 years ago, including Steve Pachinik, who was underneath Kissinger coming out and saying this. And then I've got the Chicago CBS News. Threats claim nuclear bombs hidden all over U.S., 160 al-Qaeda bombs, because a letter got sent to the government. And they run with it like it's real. I mean, I made the joke. We could get somebody up here with an Arab dialect to claim they're bin Laden. I could have a guy come in here with a fake beard, maybe even a Santa Claus outfit. Just paint the Santa Claus beard black. And say, well, bin Laden, you're still alive. And then the media might run with it because they're so primed. We always hear, on a message board, bin Laden said he would do this later. It's not confirmed it was bin Laden. But they run with it. That's how you can always tell propaganda. We're going to Wayne Madsen here in just a moment. But I wanted to finish up with Chris. Then we'll go to Robert and Rusty after we talk to Wayne for about 10 minutes. But finishing up, Chris, military, you were getting into these nuke stories. Suddenly I've been hearing it with no substantiating info. Nukes are buried. They're going to nuke you. It's 100%. The nukes are coming. The nukes are coming. The nukes are coming. Give all your rights up. TSA's got to stick their hands down your pants. You may have a nuke hidden in there. Finish up your point.
Well, this gentleman, Hagman, that was with George Norrie last night, he said last week he found it peculiar that he read an article stating that if bin Laden was killed, that the United States would face a nuclear holocaust. And he just thought it was kind of weird that they would put that in there. And here it is just a week before it happened, and it was published in one of the British newspapers. And
yeah, guys, pull that up. Just search, if bin Laden is killed, nukes will be detonated KSM. I actually have it in my stack. Final points.
And then this thing about the helicopter going down, too, that's just window dressing. You know, today the military aircraft, I used to fly C-130s, and the military aircraft is so dependable now that they just don't go down for military aborts, you know, for mission aborts, because especially those aircraft, if they were used, they were thoroughly gone over. They just don't go down for something. That's just something to say that we even lost a helicopter during the mission. You know, to add to the drama of the story.
Look, they had 4,000 advisors that died in just the years right before 9/11. Excuse me, I'm trying to read articles and talk to you and remember. They had 4,000 people die from 60 to 64 before they even, you know, declared somewhat of an official war after the stage Gulf of Tonkin. They could keep 4,000 dead secret. They could keep the Manhattan Project secret with hundreds of thousands involved. Of course they're lying. I appreciate your call. Folks go, well, how are they going to get the military to lie? That's how this works. Or they're compartmentalized on need to know. Now, guys, it was actually on Drudge this morning. There it is. Daily news there, but I also have the London Telegraph. I'm kind of all over the map. This is information overload, folks. WikiLeaks. Nuke hellstorm if Osama is caught or killed. And notice that conveniently came out last week, 6 days ago. conveniently came out on the 25th. Al-Qaeda terrorists have threatened to unleash a nuclear hellstorm on the West if their leader and the world's most wanted terrorist, Osama bin Laden, is nabbed. A senior Al-Qaeda, it just came out last week, the head of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan was MI6, Sky News, AP. But just ignore that. A senior Al-Qaeda commander has claimed that the terror group has stashed away a nuclear bomb in Europe, which will be detonated if bin Laden ever is caught or assassinated, according to new top-secret files made public by Internet whistleblower WikiLeaks. Again, backing up the official story. Let's go to former anti-submarine warfare expert, former NSA officer, also worked at the Naval Data Command, a syndicated journalist, in studio with us last Wednesday, Wayne Madsen, back in D.C. as he prepares to go on his foreign sojourn. And Wayne, hearing all of this, the fake photo they put out last night, now admitting fake today, the fact that, it's the whole thing that they're not showing the body. Wayne Madsen, what's your take on this? What are you getting from your D.C. sources?
Well, I got to say, there's more what's going to be on the track at Churchill Downs next Saturday during the Kentucky Derby. There's more of that on the coming out here in Washington than I've ever seen. What we have here, and my sources are telling me that, very interesting, the linguists and the intelligence analysts at NSA had no information, no chatter about Osama bin Laden being the target of this operation before it happened. Of course, after it happened, they picked up all kinds of chatter about bin Laden being killed. But these would be the direct support people to provide the intelligence that that Navy SEAL team that went in there and supposedly got this guy. It looks like this thing has been spun from whole cloth. This Abbottabad is the location of Pakistan's version of the West Point. Back in the 80s, and when bin Laden was in that area fighting the Soviets on behalf of the ISI and CIA during the Mujahideen war against the Soviets, that area around Abbottabad was ringed with U.S. and British signals intelligence stations. So why in the world would bin Laden locate himself in what is the version of McLean, Virginia here with all the retired military intelligence types? And it was not unknown to the CIA, because the CIA would go up there and interface with these intelligence people, too. And you've got bin Laden sitting in this what they call the mansion. And I saw there was a ABC News video, apparently from a cell phone, showing this like ramshackle bedroom. And it looked like an efficiency. It had a kitchen off to the side with a box of what looked like American sugar, one of them jumbo sugar boxes. It looked like a crack house. Yeah, it reminded me of the remember when they got Saddam out of the spider hole and they showed where he was living, eating Doritos and all kinds.
Well,
of
I looked
junk
this
food.
Place up, and even mainstream globalist media admits it is full of military bases, the heart of their intelligence operation. That U.S. bases are all over the area, both clandestine and public. And that it's a few hundred yards from a military base and a military school. And so now they're trying to almost blackmail the Pakistanis, going, oh, look, you were with Al-Qaeda. I mean, this gets more and more insane by the minute. Like, he'd be hanging out on the edge of a major city. I mean, this whole thing. What about them dumping the body in the ocean, Wayne?
Oh, right. Well, we have no body. We're supposed to believe them that they got 100% DNA identification on the body. They said this was done in accordance with Islamic religious rites, but we've got some Egyptian imams now saying, no, it's not in accordance with Islamic religious rites. And we've got the governments telling us to believe us that we got bin Laden and we had his body, we dumped it at sea, but yet the United States is saying that we can't believe Gaddafi, who says we killed his son and three grandchildren. They're saying, well, we don't have any verification. Well, we don't have any verification of this. There was no international impartial observers brought in to say, okay, yeah, that's bin Laden. We're supposed to believe the same government that just 2 days ago, Susan Rice said that Libyan troops were taking Viagra and raping Libyan women, when in fact that was debunked as a hoax, and she said it at the United Nations. So we've got a long history of yellow cake documents, Viagra, you know.
Throwing babies out of incubators.
Incubators. We've got the oil from food scandal, fake documents, the mobile weapons labs that Saddam had. I mean, we're supposed to, after all.
And by the way, those mobile labs were hydrogen pumps for running British-sold from the 1980 Iran-Iraq war. They knew exactly what they were. They'd already been inspected by the UN. After the coalition takes over, they run right to hydrogen pumps that the U.S. even uses, knowing they're hydrogen 18-wheeler backs, and say they're anthrax labs. I mean, that is how dumb they think we are. And that's my point. They lie, lie, lie. And I'm hearing everybody on talk radio just in rapture that America's back. Everything's great. Obama's great. Man, he got tough. Proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free. These wars are great. Why do you think they triggered this now? Because Obama's approval rating was in free fall? The dollar's in free fall? They need a political distraction?
They needed a distraction. They needed to get people off the birth certificate of the whole Obama background. They needed to burnish his national security credentials. I think this, again, proves what I've been writing about, is that Obama is basically a tool, a product of the CIA. He will do anything they tell him to do. Now they're saying that he gave the kill order on bin Laden, but we've got somebody from the military saying, oh, no, well, we would have taken him alive had he not resisted.
Oh, and the good old boys are having a fetish attack on air. I've heard them, especially here locally, they're going, I didn't used to like Obama, but I really like how he gave that kill order. Ooh, I'm kind of liking him right now. Let's not worry about the banks imploding, the government-run health care, the dollar dying, the ATF going after the Second Amendment, shipping guns to Mexico, all the crimes. Oh, it's just, oh, we finally got him. I mean, this on the heels of the British news admitting the head of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan was MI6. This on the heels of Alaki being at the Pentagon. I mean, this is incredible, Wayne.
And now we're being told that the intelligence that bin Laden was in Abbottabad came from enhanced interrogation techniques, that because we tortured these guys, they gave them up. So this, what this does is, the neocons are running around and see, oh, yeah, you see, the torture works. When, in fact, we know that most of the people in Guantanamo had no reason to be there. They hadn't done anything.
And it's a place to recruit people to be double agents, like the leader of the opposition in Libya, known admitted al-Qaeda, released out of Guantanamo Bay, to now run the ops, others sent from Virginia to run the ops, and at the same time, they have bin Laden in this spook command base of Pakistan with U.S. operatives all over the place, as if this 6'4", you know, Arab is going to be living for years in the middle of a city. I mean, next they're going to tell us that they found Elvis in the compound.
Well, that's true, and maybe Bob Marley and Jim Morrison along with them, but I'm telling you that everything I heard from many different intelligence sources said that bin Laden died several years ago. Now, whether he died, I mean, the question is, did he die violently in Pakistan, as indicated by Benazir Bhutto, the late prime minister? I also had intelligence that he escaped after he left Tora Bora. He went back to Yemen, his ancestral homeland, and died of kidney disease. So, I mean, but the mere fact is that many, many intelligence sources around the world have already stated up front that bin Laden was dead, and all these video and audio tapes were fake. And, you know, they put these things out through this Search for International Terrorist Entity site group here in Washington, which is a known Mossad operation, and then they would feed that stuff directly to the government and the corporate media outlets.
I want to repeat the points you just made. I don't want to just glaze over this. When you say that Washington Post last May admitted that the government created the fake bin Laden videos, earlier I actually read those headlines here. Former CIA officials admit to faking bin Laden video. Here's the Washington Post, May 25th, 2010, so a little less than a year ago. It's buried in a CIA unit's wacky idea to depict Saddam as gay. They didn't make that fake video, but they go on to say we did make fake bin Laden videos. Now, continuing with all of this, what about the fake photo they start running at 10 o'clock last night ahead of Obama's speech Obama gives a speech a little bit later, so newspapers didn't have time to check it right before they go to print. Suddenly a photo is given to them, it's in papers all over the world, of the dead bin Laden, and then alternative media points out, hey, this photo was out 3 years ago, it's fake. And they go, oopsie. I mean, they think we're so dumb, they want to give the slaves the image of the bad guy, they run this fake photo. I mean, they've been caught red-handed. And then I've had Steve Pachinik, the number two guy under Kissinger, admit that he knew bin Laden, worked with bin Laden, coming on the air in April of 2002 saying he's dead, he's been frozen, they'll roll him out whenever they want, maybe a year, maybe 10 years, boom. And then I've got Madeleine Albright 2 years later going on TV and saying they may roll him out, he's been frozen in the election if they need him, but because she said that, they didn't. Then I have two other White House sources, high level, told me this. This is an open secret, Wayne, that he died and is frozen.
Right, and I believe he died. He died somewhere, and he hasn't been with the living for a number of years. And I've been waiting also for this time when they would make it official that he was dead, because now the number two guy in charge of Al Qaeda, he's an American name, Adam Perlman, Jewish kid from Los Angeles. But have you heard anybody talk about who the new number two guy is?
No, stay there. I want to talk about what this signifies, why they did this. Looks like stage terror.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
My mind is reeling right now. It is spinning. You have within 30 minutes of the bin Laden announcement, when they were just saying Obama will make the announcement, and my phone began ringing off the hook, you have these spontaneous Democratic supporters with crisp American flags showing up in the hundreds to worship Obama, our great hardcore leader. Now you have people spontaneously reportedly putting flowers at Bush's mansion in Dallas, President Bush, worshiping him for saving us. You have basically repeats of Chalabi, the globalist frontman, in the fake pull-down of the Saddam statue, where the national news only showed up close. Later, photos got released. There was like 20 people around the statue, but they said hundreds of thousands are there. They pulled down the statue. Basically, we've all seen Baghdad Bob up there saying the Americans are not invading the city, as you can see explosions behind him. Our government does the same kind of stuff. They just get away with it. They never get in trouble for it. This whole thing is a giant, disgusting psyop. You notice in the last month, though, they've been, if Bin Laden gets killed, Al-Qaeda's going to hit. We saw WikiLeaks put that out. AP put that out. There's 160 nukes buried in America. Totally ridiculous. That's like saying there's 160 leprechauns, you know, at the end of rainbows. But they are really getting everybody ready with the same preparatory fear-mongering I saw before 9/11. Wayne, are they getting ready to stage new terror attacks? Taliban commander vows to avenge Bin Laden in America. Now we've got to let the TSA stick their hands down six-year-old pants, or Al-Qaeda will get us, Wayne?
Oh, well, that's what we're hearing. You know, people are saying, well, now can we bring our troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan? Can we, you know, get rid of the Patriot Act? They said, no, we need this stuff more now than ever, because we're going to be retaliated against by Al-Qaeda. And, you know, I also would point out, remember Bush, they was asked about Bin Laden. He said, Bin Laden, I'm not worried about Bin Laden. I mean, it was clear, even Bush said he wasn't even worried about this guy after a couple of years. He was an afterthought. Well, I guess a corpse would be an afterthought to the president. But I think this Bin Laden is the Emmanuel Goldstein of reality, like Emmanuel Goldstein was always pointed to by Big Brother in the novel 1984. He's the enemy, and we all have to rally against the enemy. And of course, the enemy was a fake.
And so, after 10 years of war coming up, now we get to feel good. The wars get to continue, even if they hit us. So what? You know, we're fighting them, and we see endless video of Bush on the rubble pile with his promise that we're going to come get you, dead or alive. Whoever knocked these towers down, we're coming to get you. Meanwhile, it turns out he ordered NORAD to stand down through Cheney. I mean, this is so disgusting. A way of legitimizing 10 years of empire right as the American people start to wake up to it.
Well, Alex, another thing is they're setting the stage for the 10th anniversary of 9/11 in September. And we can see it now how this is going to play out. You know, well, we finally got Bin Laden. And we have to remember, Bob Mueller, the head of the FBI, stated that there was no indication that Bin Laden had anything to do with
it. He's not on the FBI most wanted list and never was, but a lackey who was on one of the list, he gets to hang out at the Pentagon. And we'll talk about in the last 5 minutes when you then calls, the next little 5 minutes, we'll talk about the future of this. But I want to go out to break here. Here's a clip of Bush saying, I don't care where Bin Laden is. Why do I care? Here it is.
So I don't know where he is. Nor do, you know, I just don't spend that much time on it. I'll be honest with you. I'm more worried about making sure that our soldiers are well supplied, that the strategy is clear, that the coalition is strong, that when we...
So there you go. It ends abruptly. So he's not worried about Bin Laden. In fact, let's go out to break with that. Let's play it one more time over the music.
As a hide, if in fact he's hiding at all. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where he is. Nor do, you know, I just don't spend that much time on it. I'll be honest with you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.